For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we read from John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. We know John 3:16 very well. God sent his only begotten Son so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Might not perish, but have eternal life. Might not perish. Jesus speaks to Nicodemus these words that death will have its end. Rather, we don't look at death as the finality, but we have hope in everlasting life, because Jesus has opened the way for us. This is why God sent his only begotten Son, not to bring judgment and condemnation on you and me, but rather to bring us to life. This is a challenging teaching, but here we reflect on it in the context of Easter. So we might read this at another time. We might read this at a different time of the year, and we realize what's happening, that we're being prepared for something. Chronologically, as we read in John's Gospel, Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus just at the very beginning of his public ministry. But here we read it in the context now of what we know has happened. We've been through Holy Week. We've been through Easter. We've heard the good news. We have visited the empty tomb, and so we know that he is truly risen. When we think then about God sending his only begotten Son not to bring condemnation but to bring life, we realize that the condemnation that we deserve, he took on himself. The condemnation that we deserve are those sins that nail him to the cross, those wounds that are inflicted by my choices. But what does he do? He speaks mercy to me and he calls me to life. And then he triumphs over the grave. The tomb is empty. Jesus has won the victory. God did not send his Son to bring condemnation and death, but to bring us to life and to life everlasting. These words spoken to Nicodemus are spoken to us today as we celebrate the Easter season, that we might have that new life and that we might have joy in the resurrection.